From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan again said on January 23rd that Central Hudson should not get its rate approval request approved by the Public Service Commission. On January 24th, Central Hudson proposed a double-digit rate request went before an Albany evidentiary hearing. Before that, Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, "Hudson Valley families are feeling the pressure of making ends meet. Central Hudson has absolutely no business raising rates, especially after years of systematic failures," end quote. Central Hudson is asking New York Public Service Commission to increase rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%. The utility claims that would add roughly $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, electric customer and $1 a day to the, and I quote, typical, end quote, natural gas customer. The Public Service Commission is not expected to decide on the rate increase until the second quarter of the year. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Representative Elise Stefanik has had a week of national headlines. Salon reports Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, called the cancellation of the January 22nd trial proceedings in writer E. Jean Carroll's defamation trial against Donald Trump, and I quote, "blatant election interference," end quote. After a juror called in sick, the judge wanted to continue, but Trump attorney Alina Haba asked for an adjournment. So Stefanik is calling Trump's attorney's motion to delay the trial, and I quote, "blatant election interference," end quote. Stefanik is also mentioned by comedian Jimmy Kimmel, who spoke on January 22nd about Trump talking about her after her name was floated as possible vice president.
Also can't seem to pronounce the name of his possible running mate, Elise Stefanik.
Do you see that, the three people? How good did Elise Stefanik do?
I love that little pause when he sees the name on the teleprompter. He's like, oh, here we go, Elise Stefanik, dude.
Brian Campbell reports for New York State of Politics that the National Endowment for the Arts has more than $8 million for nearly 300 grants to organizations across New York State. Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced on January 24th. Wave Farm in Acre, WGXC's parent organization, is among the recipients. Wave Farm receives $25,000 towards its artist residency program. The Thomas Cole House in Catskill got $30,000 for various programs. The Hudson Opera House got $15,000 to, and I quote, "support multidisciplinary arts programming," end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said, and I quote, "art, music, and humanities, along with community organizations, cultural groups, and nonprofits, are the lifeblood of New York communities, big and small. From the Thomas Cole House to the Buffalo Philharmonic, an investment in the arts is an investment in New York's future as both a tourist destination and a vibrant place to live," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. To become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.